Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for this week's edition of Stock Talk. The association's been on a roadshow the past 2 weeks, wrapping up its 2025 Spring Roundup Series, Expanding Horizons, on Tuesday, after well-attended meetings at Hazen, Kildare, Monocan, Portland, Leonard, and Stanley. We are excited to see nice crowds at each of the gatherings, with attendees ranging from longtime members to newcomers to the industry, and from all types of operations, as diverse as the state's beef cattle industry itself. What we saw everywhere we went, green grass and optimistic cattle ranchers, excited to embrace strong market prices fueled by a tight cattle inventory and strong domestic and international demand. Several of the roundups included reports from marketing professionals, including Dr. Tim Petrie, the Extension Livestock Economist for NDSU. Despite record high prices, Dr. Petrie pointed out that producers must always be cognizant of potential economic headwinds and offered this sound advice during his talk in Leonard on Monday. You are putting the highest valued calf crop in summer grazing programs this year. Don't throw price risk management out the window. He also discussed the differences between seasonal and cyclical prices and explained that even when the market has an upward trajectory, the market will still experience its seasonal ups and downs. Petrie and his NDSU Department of Ag Business and Applied Economics colleague, Dr. Brian Parman, are among the authors of the department's monthly newsletter on crop and livestock production and economic topics. The newsletter is free for the asking. To get on their mailing list, simply email brian.parman@ndsu.edu. Many ranching and rodeo enthusiasts will be gathering in Medora this weekend for a North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The NDSA is proud to be a Cowboy Hall of Fame member and a special achievement inductee back in 2020. Many of this year's inductees have NDSA ties too, including the late Lester Anderson of Leonard, who will be recognized in the modern era ranching category. Les hauled livestock, grew his cowherd, and established a grazing permit on the national grasslands, which was pivotal to his L7 ranch. He's credited for starting the Leonard Ranchers and Riders Club and the North Dakota Quarter Horse Association. Lester also went on to serve as our own North Dakota Stockmen's Association president from 1976 to 1978. Additionally, he held the gavel as president of the Cheyenne Valley Grazing Association and the Society for Range Management. He organized and managed the Dakota Sandhills Feeder Sale Yard in McLeod, was an order buyer, and a local brand inspector. A big congratulations to Lester's family on his induction, as well as Kay Burian in Western Arts and Entertainment, Andrew Knoll in pre-1940s ranching, Esley Thornton in pre-1970s rodeo, Peggy Ward, modern era rodeo, and Dr. Victor Hugo Stickney, the Great Westerner. The official induction ceremony will take place June 14th at the Jaden Terrace in Medora. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, visit us at ndstockmen.org or call 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.